Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Thursday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Their own strength could not save them.
It was your strength and the light of your face.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my king, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you foretold that we would share in the persecutions that brought you to a violent death. The church formed at the cost of your precious blood has even now conformed to your passion. May it be transformed now and eternally by the power of your resurrection.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Let the light of your face shine on me, O Lord.
Teach me your ways of holiness.
From the book of the prophet Zechariah. This word of the Lord of hosts came. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am intensely jealous for Zion, stirred to jealous wrath for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in her streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also, says the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, lo, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun and from the land of the setting sun. I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God with faithfulness and justice. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who in these days hear these words spoken by the prophets on the day when the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid for the building of the temple. For before those days, there were no wages for men or hire for beasts. Those who came and went had no security from the enemy, for I set every man against his neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people, as in former days, says the Lord of hosts. For it is the seed time of peace. The vine shall yield its fruit, the land shall bear its crops, and the heavens shall give their due. All these things I will have the remnant of the people possess. Just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, that you may be a blessing. Do not fear, but let your hands be strong. Thus says the Lord of hosts, as I determined to harm you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I did not relent, so again in these days I have determined to favor Jerusalem and the house of Judah. Do not fear. These then are the things you should do. Speak the truth to one another. Let there be honesty and peace in the judgments at your gates. And let none of you plot evil against another in his heart, nor love a false oath. For all these things I hate, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, there shall yet come peoples, the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall approach those of another, and say, come, let us go to implore the favor of the Lord. And I too will go to seek the Lord. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to implore the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men of every nationality, speaking different tongues, shall take hold, yes, take hold of every Jew by the edge of his garment and say, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thus says the Lord, I will rescue my people from the lands of the east and the lands of the west.
Let your hands be strong, you who hear these words proclaimed by the prophets.
You are the children of the prophets, heirs of the covenant God made with our fathers.
Let your hands be strong. You who hear these words proclaimed by the prophets.
A reading from a treatise on John by St. Augustine, Bishop. No one comes to me unless the Father draws him. Do not think that you are drawn against your will. The will is drawn also by love. We must not be afraid of men who weigh words, but are far from understanding what belongs above all to divine truth. They may find fault with this passage of Scripture and say to us, "How can I believe of my own free will if I am drawn to believe?" I answer, "It is not enough that you are moved by the will, for you are drawn also by desire." What does this mean, to be drawn by desire? Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. The heart has its own desires. It takes delight, for example, in the bread from heaven. The poet could say, "Everyone is drawn by his own desire, not by necessity, but by desire, not by compulsion, but by pleasure." We can say then with greater force that one who finds pleasure in truth, in happiness, in justice, in everlasting life, is drawn to Christ, for Christ is all these things. Are our bodily senses to have their desires, but not the will? If the will does not have its desires, how can Scripture say, "The children of men will find their hope under the shadow of your wings. They will drink their fill from the plenty of your house, and you will give them drink from the running stream of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we shall see light." Show me one who loves. He knows what I mean. Show me one who is full of longing, one who is hungry, one who is a pilgrim and suffering from thirst in the desert of this world, eager for the fountain in the homeland of eternity. Show me someone like that, and he knows what I mean. But if I speak to someone without feeling, he does not understand what I am saying. You have only to show a leafy branch to a sheep, and it is drawn to it. If you show nuts to a boy, he is drawn to them. He runs to them because he is drawn, drawn by love, drawn without any physical compulsion, drawn by a chain attached to his heart. Everyone is drawn by his own desire. This is a true saying, and earthly delights and pleasures set before those who love them succeed in drawing them. If this is so, are we to say that Christ, revealed and set before us by the Father, does not draw us? What does the soul desire more than truth? Why, then, does the soul have hungry jaws, a spiritual palate, as it were, sensitive enough to judge the truth, if not in order to eat and drink wisdom, justice, truth, eternal life? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, that is, here on earth. They shall be satisfied, that is, in heaven. Christ says, "I give each what he loves. I give each the object of his hope. He will see what he believed in, though without seeing it. What he now hungers for, he will eat. What he now thirsts for, he will drink to the full. When? At the resurrection of the dead, for I will raise him up on the last day."
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
All who have listened to the Father and learned from him come to me.
It is written in the prophets, "They shall all be taught by God."
All who have listened to the Father and learned from him come to me.
Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.